Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
This is my favorite month.
It is?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, normally there are a lot of festivities. I guess not so much this year, but also, you know, people who are in the giving spirit.
Yes, 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 they are.
Although, I guess gift giving has changed too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Do you like the way gifts have changed? Gift giving has changed?
Well, for Christmas, you know, COVID has really changed some things, you know, on how we're going to distribute gifts. And every year, you know, our family gets together and exchanges gifts. But we're kind of having a dilemma this year on how we're going to do that. Weren't we just going to drop off gifts and, you know, no contact in and
yes,
out, and then maybe open gifts
safe
on Zoom. But the question is, can you social distance, you know, and give gifts in person also? Well, I would like to know, you know, it's a dilemma.
Well, I guess if you had a big enough space to do that safely, but I would be upset if I got COVID from a family member, like I knowingly got COVID from a family member. I would be upset or that we infected each other.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that would be messed up. But I think if we social distance. So I'm interested to hear, listeners, please chime in on this and what you think about it and maybe what you're going to do this year.
Yes. We need some ideas of
yes,
how to do it safely.
And that number to leave a voicemail is 404-594-2247, 404-594-2247.
Look at you knowing the number.
Yeah, last episode, I knew it too. I got some good rest. I remember better when I have good rest.
Well, that's good. That's good. So we should get to
what's our
this week's topic.
Okay.
Which is how to talk your partner off the ledge. It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
I might be the listener on this one.
You might be the listener?
Yes.
Well,
tell me.
For those of you that are in a committed relationship, sometimes either you or your partner will be very agitated about something.
Yes.
Doesn't really matter what that something is.
And we're not talking about if they're agitated at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something else. Something else.
Something
agitates
else. You know, usually
partner,
a workplace
right,
something or just somebody, some exchange you had with someone else.
Right. Or if you're the one that's agitated, how does your partner handle that? And what do they do to pull you out of that
yes,
agitation where you're on the ledge, where you feel like you're going to knock somebody out? If they say the wrong thing, bam! You know, the times where someone walks up to you and says, "Oh, it's wonderful weather today." And you say, "No, it's not." Bam.
Bam.
So that,
well,
that
never,
type of being on
I've
the ledge.
I've never hit someone for saying the wrong thing. However, I have gotten in the car with you with me and squealed out of the driveway.
Yes.
I have done that. Yes, I have.
Yeah, that was a white knuckle trip.
Yes. And I think the thing to not say to someone on the ledge is calm down.
Calm down.
Because
you're overreacting.
Because you told me to calm down, and that just agitated me more. Like I am calm.
So I'm going to tell the listeners of how I handle that when you're on the edge. And I can tell you are on the edge.
You're talking about me, Jill.
Yes, yes. You,
when Jill is on the ledge,
Jill is on the
this
ledge,
is what Tony does.
This is what so the first thing I do.
And I am more likely to be on the ledge than you. That is true.
I have my moments. I do have my moments. I had several moments like that last week.
You did.
I did.
You sure did.
So my tactic is first humor. I try.
That doesn't do well.
No, sometimes it does very well. You don't realize it. But if I can say enough things, no matter how hard you're trying not to laugh, sometimes I can get you to laugh and that lightens you up. Then other times I try to think of things that, without me trying to make you laugh, things that are calming, you know, like tea or...
Oh, is that why you asked me if I wanted tea?
Yes.
Like, why are you offering me tea?
You know, like chamomile tea.
I do like tea.
Chamomile tea.
Well, chamomile is not good for me unless I'm trying to go to sleep.
But it will relax you.
Well, yeah, right, to sleep.
there you go.
I do like tea.
Right. So, you know, tea or maybe comfort food also works to help.
Yes.
Get you off the ledge.
Yes.
Or striking up a conversation about something that you're really passionate about. That.
So you just change the subject?
Well, we might not even be talking about the subject you're agitated about. Because sometimes you don't even want to talk about what you're agitated
about. That is true. Usually that is my first reaction is if you say, what's wrong? Chances are I'm not even going to answer because I don't want to talk about it. I'll just be like,
yeah, exactly.
That is, yep.
So, so I have, several ways of trying to get you off the ledge. But sometimes you do want to talk about it. And I just listen, you know, listen, and then listen some more, and then listen, and then listen some more, and then listen.
Are you trying to say that I talk a lot when I'm agitated? Is that what you're trying to say?
And then I wait for you to say, so what do you think? Do you have any input on that?
Well, sometimes I won't ask what you think. Because
sometimes you won't. That's why I wait.
Because sometimes... I just want to vent.
Right. So that's why I
So I think listeners should know that about your loved one is sometimes they don't want to be rescued or told what to do. Sometimes they just want to express how they're feeling.
Right. That's why I stressed listen.
Yep.
Listen. And
let me talk as long as I want without asking me if I had coffee that day or something that, you know.
Yes. Increase. I just wait. If you want any input, you'll ask.
Yep.
Comment.
That is true.
So that's kind of how I handle that. So it's not just one thing that I can do to talk you off the ledge.
Yes.
Every time there's something, it's different. It's not always the same. Because sometimes you do want to talk about it. Sometimes you don't want to talk about it. You know, it takes different things and handling it different ways to get you off that ledge.
Yes. So. And I think that, you know, especially when I've, because you don't, it takes a lot to get you agitated. And most of the time when you are, you don't want to talk about it. Usually your response is similar to mine, you know, but your tone is different. So that's how I recognize that you're agitated about something. And I may not ask what it is until 2 or 3 days later when I think you're calmer.
Yeah. But sometimes for me, it's not anything particular that happened.
Right.
It's just that the
everyday,
right? Every day, you know, we all have things that come into our lives that can cause stress. And on most days, it just rolls off of me. You know, it doesn't bother me a bit. But then sometimes, for whatever reason, these same things happen And maybe it's because these things have happened so many times, it kind of builds up when you're just, you know, whatever. But it's still inside, you know, because you keep saying, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it. But apparently my subconscious is worrying about it. So it builds up and then it just gets to me, you know, on a day or two.
Yes. And I think fatigue factors into that equation too. Because sometimes you're just so tired, you don't have the strength or the stamina to deal with that same issue that day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, and like you said, being overworked, stress, you know, lack of sleep, all of those things play on how you can handle things. It's the same as we were talking earlier about, I remembered our voicemail number. Yeah, no problem. I am very rested now. I can function much better when I'm rested. But
I think that's true of everyone.
But most times throughout a week, I am not rested. I'm just not.
Right.
I'm not.
Right.
So Jill, what do you do in order to get me off of a ledge?
Well, I don't ask questions, which I think would agitate you more. Everybody knows I love to ask questions.
yes, you do.
But I know when I hear a particular, you know, you with a particular tone, I know, like, don't ask him a lot of questions because that will just agitate you more. So I think I give you space, you know, and if you want to talk about it, you do. And if you don't, I give you that space. Like, I don't talk to you as much that day. Like, we talk a lot every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're working, when I'm working, we still talk a lot, but I won't talk to you as much.
Right.
Because I think you need that space. So I give it to you.
Well, thanks. So what are,
and I stay calm just as you do, because I think if you have a partner that, if they see you agitated, it agitates them.
Yeah.
Then it's going to escalate.
Yeah, that's,
on
I'm
both
really
ends.
Happy you brought that up. Like with mental illness, okay?
Yes.
If you have a couple and one is suffering from some type of mental illness.
Yes.
And if this person refuses to get some help for this mental illness, depending on what condition this person has, if their partner is the type of person, like you said, that if their partner's angry, they get angry, if so on and so forth. So if you're dealing with someone with mental illness and
that enhances their whole experience.
And you're that type of person
it
that
escalates.
Takes on what they're doing. It can actually make you, the partner, unstable also.
Yes. Yes.
Because we take on so much of what our partners do and say. And even though we want to say that it does not affect us, but if you're living with someone with mental illness, no matter how hard you try not to let it affect you, it affects you because of the things they do or don't do because of their mental illness.
Yes.
So I guess what I'm saying is, in any situation, and a person is on a ledge, especially if they're suffering from mental illness, it's difficult to do, but you really do need to try to not take on their behavior.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes. Or get angry about their behavior, because mental illness is an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can help yourself by taking the proper medication or getting the help that you need. you know, and you have a part in that too,
right?
Of following whatever that treatment plan is. But, you know, you as their partner have to understand that condition too.
Correctamundo. You know?
But I'm glad that you brought up taking on someone else's emotions or whatever. Because some people, I think, can feel other people's emotions. So you have to do self-care too. When another person is on the ledge, you also have to remember yourself in that.
Right.
Conversation.
And yeah. So I would call that protecting yourself.
Yes.
You know, against what's coming in towards you.
Yes. Because they may, you know, there's that saying that what is the saying? I just forgot. But where.
Did you get enough rest? Maybe you need some more rest, Jill. Maybe you need more rest.
I just forgot the saying. Well, it's because I don't like cliches, so I tend to forget them. But, you know, where. I just forgot it. Oh, well. You talk.
Okay. Maybe that happens when you're on a ledge.
Maybe. Maybe. When you hurt those you're closest to. You know that saying?
Yes.
So some people may lash out because you're the closest one to them and you're the one talking to them.
Exactly. Exactly. And I make a point to try not to do that.
Yes. I try to as well.
And I guess the way I do that is by, you know, the stuff that happened, it's no big deal. I don't want to talk about it. You know, it's all on me. Like, you know, there's nothing that we could do differently to change the situation. It's just life, you know? So,
yes.
It's just roll with the punches.
Yes. But what if your partner is always on the ledge? How do you handle that? I'm not saying I am. I'm not.
Well.
And neither are you. But
well,
for some people in relationships, the other partner is, you know, go 0 to 100. They're there.
Yes. Well, that's a person that probably needs therapy of some type or some other type of release.
Well, I was going to say self-reflection. Like, why is that? Why are you always on the ledge?
Yeah, but usually that type of person is the person that doesn't do self-reflection very well.
I don't think that's true because I have had a job where I was on the ledge every day. But I realized that I wasn't being who I typically am, that the environment made me a different person. So my solution to that, instead of doing what everybody else did, you know, that because they were on the ledge every day, too. It was that kind of environment. I removed myself from the environment.
Well, see, that's you. But most people don't do that.
Really?
Yeah, that's true. That's why if you have someone in your workplace and you've been working side by side with them for 5 years and they're still angry every day. Okay.
Maybe they have a reason to be, though.
But that's a person that does not really do that self-reflection to help.
But people will say, I need this job. They can't get another job because
that's why therapy. So you, whatever that job is, and if it's affecting you so much that it's changing who you are, maybe it's if you are going to keep that job, if you're not going to leave that job for whatever reason, maybe you need some therapy or something else that's going to get you to where you can handle that job.
Right. Because I've had doctors tell me you need to quit. And I'm like, I can't just quit, you know, with a previous job right. that I've had. I can't do that. And they're like, you need to figure something out
right.
then.
Right.
So, but that made me just they're saying that made me think of what else I could do. And then when I got to a point where I could do that other you know, the alternative, yeah. I did it.
Exactly. You know, we all have different coping mechanisms.
Yes.
And if we're on the topic of jobs, as the listeners know, I do not like my job.
And I don't like your job either.
I do not like my job. But I realized, see, this is the difference. I realized that I needed to find a different way to handle that job and approach what I'm doing.
Yes.
So instead of
pretty early on, like you realized that.
Yeah. So instead of looking at all the negative aspects of that job, I try to look at all the positive aspects and what that job has allowed us to do. So I continue to look at the positive things. And then I look at the positive things that I am doing away from that job, even though I don't have much time, but the time I do have, I use to work on a project. I'm a writing project I'm working on. So as long for me, as long as I'm moving in the direction I want my life to go, even though part of my life is not the direction I want to go,
right.
but as long as I have that segment that I'm still working on what I'm supposed to do, that's what keeps me balanced.
Yes, yes. You know? I'm glad you said that because I guess I subscribe to that. As well, that sentiment, that approach as well, because anytime I'm in a job I don't like, but there's always something I really enjoy doing, it motivates me to get to a point where I can do that other thing I really enjoy doing all the time. It motivates me.
Yeah.
Correct. To get out of there. That's correct. What it motivates me to do.
Yeah. So it's all good. It's
yes.
all good.
Yes. Well, let's get.
Oh, go ahead.
You go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Let's get to our next segment.
That we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
Well, do you have a conclusion of this topic?
Oh, well, you go first. You go first.
Well, my conclusion is that no matter who you are or who you're with, something is going to agitate you. So you have a responsibility to not take it out on the person you're closest to, but you also have a responsibility to help the person you're closest to if they're in that situation. And the help comes in different forms. We've talked about what works for us. So you know me well enough to know the different things that work on me to talk me off that ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you well enough to know what works for you. But it was because we paid attention to each other. Sometimes I'm actually agitated and I don't realize.
Just look in the mirror.
Well, sometimes I don't realize it.
Well, I'm letting you
but
know.
But
just
you tell
look
me.
In the mirror. Yeah, just look in the mirror.
Are you saying I'm agitated all the time? What are you saying?
I'm
what does that
saying,
mean?
I'm saying if you're feeling a little weird on any particular day and you're just feeling like funky, you know?
Oh, you're saying it shows on my face?
Yes. Look in the mirror. You know, I don't know why I'm feeling funky, but look in the mirror. It'll be written all over your face.
Well, that's true. I I definitely don't have a poker face. Everything I'm feeling shows on my face.
Yeah. That is very true. So actually my advice is
nope. Conclusion. We're not in that segment yet.
Nope. You made me put the brakes on that, didn't you?
Yes. Not there yet.
Well, I guess my conclusion is really about the same as yours, which is really get to know your partner well. So you know how to react or not react when they are going through something. Because for the most part, if you pay attention to your partner, whether they vocalize it or not, you can kind of figure out, you know, this is a moment I need to back off of them for a little while.
Yes.
And do that and don't have any hurt feelings about it or anything else because, you know, they're not really wanting to talk right now.
Yes.
But they may want to talk later. So, you know, whatever it is. You know, it's unique to every relationship. That's all I have to say on that.
All right. Well, let's get to our third segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Do you have advice? Now you can tell your advice.
My advice is if you approach your partner and you're, for some reason, you're seeing them for the first time of the day and you say, oh, hi, sweetheart, how are you? And if they say, you just say, okay. And you turn around and you walk away. That's my
I actually think that's good advice. Well, my advice is if your partner does act that way when you talk to them, don't tell them what you would do. Let them be who they are. Let them vent. Let them do whatever they need to do to release it. But don't tell them that they should have, could have.
Yeah, because that doesn't matter.
Because that's who they are. You are not them.
Right.
So give them that space to have that release.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Cool.
Well, let's get to our last segment that we call.
So,
what do you think?
What do you think?
Because I'm right.
So
listeners, we really do want to know what do you do when someone you're close to is on the ledge?
Yes, we do want to know that. And we also, as a reminder, would like to know how do you plan to handle gift giving this year at Christmas?
Yes. For those that you would see in person.
Yes.
Because otherwise,
for the holidays, whatever your holiday
because
is.
Otherwise you can ship gifts.
Yeah, but if you're gonna do it, if you really want to do it in person, because some of the family members are gonna be okay with not doing it in person, but then there would be other family members that are not okay with it.
They might need that.
Yeah.
Contact.
So please chime in.
We'll save contact. Let us, I should say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we really would like to know so that. Maybe it'll be something we do.
This is when we are asking the audience for advice to help us out. Because that's the situation we're in this year.
We're not the experts on this.
Yes, we're in a dilemma on how to handle gift giving this year.
Safely, in person. With our loved ones. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that number?
That number is 404-594-2247.
Yes. Well, that concludes this episode.
We've got a lot of time. Let's talk some more.
No, we don't have a lot of time.
You've been listening to
I'm Right.
I'm Right. But I still want to talk.
I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
And I'm Anthony Cordova. But I still want to talk.
To Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music. And Nick Zinke for the art. I am. And thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners. And please give us some advice. We really need some advice.
All right, wrap it up. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.